a century which is still being subject to technological advance. In recent years, we've introduced general combinations, steppers, sequencers, and so on. On this restoration, we've also taken the opportunity to bring in some other magnificent new features, one of which is a pedal divide, which enables the organist to play two melodies simultaneously on the pedals. And we also have a feature called manual exchange, which means for the technically minded, we can make the great organ play on the bottom manual as it does on French organs. And so this makes the performance of the great French repertoire much easier.
Thank you, Stephen Clabery. When Olivier Messiaen concluded his picturesque Nativity Suite back in 1935, after colorful portraits of the shepherds, the angels, the magi, and the virgin and child, he felt compelled to further explore the implications of the Christmas miracle. And since this was no common infant, but rather the divinity in our midst, an extraordinary presence required extraordinary music, a vivid impression of omnipotence brought to earth, and a riotous celebration by a multitude of the heavenly hosts, with uncommon, surprising, perhaps even a bit terrifying music for this uncommon, surprising, and perhaps even a bit terrifying moment. So now let's really listen to the restored organ with the second postlude from today's service, which we've been holding in reserve, played by Richard Gowers. It's one of the masterpieces of the modern French repertoire, portraying God among us, Dieu parmi nous. There you have the vivid postlude to Olivia Messiaen's Nativity Suite. It's also the final postlude, appropriately titled God Among Us, for today's live broadcast of a Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. Organ scholar Richard Gowers performed, featuring the chapel's newly refurbished Harrison & Harrison pipe organ, which has been featured today in its many functions as both soloist and accompanist. Last year, virtually every component of the organ was taken from the chapel up to the Harrison's workshop in Durham, but the work of the choir continued uninterrupted.
We had services for the first 9 months of this year without the organ, and we were accompanied then by our small chamber organ and by a grand piano in a variety of repertoire. But we have had the organ back this term, so we've been able to reacclimatize ourselves to singing to its accompaniment. But it has been noticeable that the freshness, the new vigor, has been quite clear to the singers, and I think it's probably been an inspiration to them in that regard.
That's Stephen Clebury, King's College Chapel Choir Director, for the past 34 years. And during most of that time, Stephen, you have commissioned a new piece for each of the lessons and carols service, this year's score by Michael Barclay. I was wondering about that process.
I've known Michael for a very long time. I knew his father, Lennox Barclay, and in fact, Lennox, in 1983, was the first composer to respond to a commission for Christmas Eve from me, so I thought that it was nice to come full circle and ask Michael. Probably a year, 15 months ago, we discussed and he selected a text, and I think I had the music with me in September, so that made it a very comfortable process of learning for us.
You can download an iTunes version of the new Michael Barclay carol. Go to yourclassical.org/holiday for more information. Here's Michael's father's piece, which was the first Lessons and Carols commission from Stephen Clebury back in 1983, sung, of course, by the choir of King's College Chapel. Music of Sir Lennox Barclay, whose son Michael composed the new carol for this year's service. That was the new carol back in 1983, and the very first commission from Stephen Clebury for the Lessons and Carols Liturgy, setting a poem by Betty Asquith titled In Wintertime. That performance, of course, featuring the choir of King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. Remember, you can download an iTunes copy of today's new carol by Michael Barclay, along with the service program book. Also access information about King's College Chapel and its extraordinary choir. All this online at yourclassical.org/holiday. Here's a popular score by John Rutter, also a King's College commission. What Sweeter Music.
Oh.
Let's listen to more music in performances by the King's College Choir.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. yeah.
We've been enjoying performances by the choir of King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. I hope you'll be able to join us again next year for a live broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols on Christmas Eve. Thank you for being with us today. I'm Michael Barone. This is American Public Media.
Hi, it's Chris Thiele. This week on A Prairie Home Companion, you'll hear an encore presentation of our show from December 10th at the Town Hall in New York City. We had an incredible lineup of guests, including Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, and comedian Marina Franklin. Plus our radio actors, an incredible house band, another brand new song of the week, and much, much more right here on A Prairie Home Companion.
At 5 on the Ideas Network. Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Simply Folk. These programs and many more are possible thanks to listener support. You can learn about WPR programs, schedules, and so much more at WPR.org.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and I'm really glad that you're listening on this Saturday morning. A short program today, 1 hour. At 12 noon this afternoon, it's live from the Metropolitan Opera, today's opera, Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Between now and then, I'll try to get to as many requests as possible. Two ways to get your request in. You can either call the toll-free number, 800-442-7106, 800-442-7106, or send in your request online. Just go to our website, WPR.org. At the top of the homepage, you'll see the bar that goes across. Click the word music, the bar comes down. Click where it says Classics by Request, and it gets you right there to the online request form. And several online requests came in, and I think we'll start off with this one from Janice in Madison. It's for an excerpt of Handel's Messiah. It's for the choir of and the glory of the Lord. She says that it's very appropriate for the season, and she even used to sing this with a community choir in Wausau. She just loves the harmony. This performance is with the English Concert and the English Concert Choir, the conductor Trevor Pinnock. From Handel's Messiah, the choral and the glory of the Lord. Trevor Pinnock conducting the English Concert and English Concert Choir. These next two selections come from Ed and Bailey's Harbor, two of his many favorite carols, Carol of the Bells and We Three Kings. Thank you. We heard two traditional songs for the Christmas holiday, starting with Carol of the Bells, with Leonard Bernstein directing the New York Philharmonic, followed by We Three Kings, featuring soprano Jesse Norman. This next request is from Mark in Berlin, who would very much like to hear the Prelude, Fugue, and Variations of César Franck. He heard it recently on this program and really liked it. Our performance features pianist Susan Chan.